Number two, tell when to use each type of ANOVA, the possible research hypotheses for this statistical model, and when ANOVA can be used to test each type of research hypothesis. Two kinds of ANOVA, between groups ANOVA and within groups ANOVA. This is one of the easiest ones I got for you this whole part of the course. You already know about between groups and within groups research designs, right? The seemingly similar phrasing of the kinds of ANOVA and kinds of designs are not accidental. Between groups ANOVA are used with between groups designs. Within groups ANOVA are used with within groups designs. It's not complicated, but I want to make sure that you remember it and can articulate it. The possible research hypotheses for this statistical model are quite simple. Either group 1 does poorer than group 2, group 1 does equivalently to group 2, or group 1 does better than group 2. Always about mean differences. And remember that the research hypothesis can be the null hypothesis. When can ANOVA be used to test each type of research hypothesis? We've got three kinds of research hypotheses: attributive, associative, watch how you abbreviate that one, and causal. Attributive hypotheses, never. Attributive hypotheses are univariate hypotheses. They're about the existence of a behavior or a phenomena and the ability to distinguish it from others. It is a univariate question. ANOVA is a bivariate statistical model. You got the IV, that's qualitative, and the DV, that's quantitative. Associative research hypotheses can always be tested by an ANOVA. Anytime you're doing an ANOVA, you are at least evaluating an associative hypothesis. The only evidence you need for an associative hypothesis is a reliable statistical relationship. That's what ANOVA checks. Do we have a statistical relationship between this qualitative and this quantitative variable? Causal depends on the design. If the design of the study is a true experiment, properly run, without confounds, the results of the corresponding ANOVA are causally interpretable. See, the point of this question and others to follow is that the type of statistic has nothing to do with causal interpretability, only the design that you're using. And if you remember that, this question will go very well.